Coulter says for the past 12 years, Beat Hunger has become the start of the traditional giving season in Chattanooga. Beat Hunger is a concert presented every year by the UTC's percussion ensemble. Coulter says if there was one word he had to use to describe the concert, he would say it was surprising.
People who come to the concert are regularly very surprised by what they hear, by the range of percussion instruments, drums, mallet instruments, timpani, cymbals, metal things, brass things, pipes, all of the standard things, and more non-standard things too. We've done things you wouldn't believe. We've hit, struck cymbals and dipped them into water, make the pitch go down. We've played saws and pipes, like it says in your press release there. We've used bows, like violin bows, on vibraphones and cymbals, and elicited a ring from those instruments without ever striking them. We've clapped our hands and stomped, and there's every available way to make noise.
Coulter says the idea for the Beat Hunger came to him when he realized that the percussion ensemble concerts could easily raise money for the homeless and hungry in Chattanooga.
So I thought about it, and I thought, you know, this, I suppose that would be okay to do that. I don't know if the audience would show up. I don't know if they wouldn't. Let's just try this and see what happens. So I think it was about 11, 12 years ago, the first one happened, and the audiences were there. I made it a benefit for the community kitchen, and I've learned a lot. I've learned that you can't take up cash on campus, or it has to go to Knoxville, and they have to count it, and I don't know what else they do with it, but they have to give some accounting for where the money came from and send it back to you. Well, when it's a benefit and you don't even get the money, that's a little bit besides the point. So I've learned, for instance, that donations have to be check donations or food itself, food. So Beat Hunger for a number of years now has had a check donation to the Chattanooga Community Kitchen or two non-perishable food items.
Beat Hunger will be on November the 20th and 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Hayes Concert Hall. Coulter says the concert will perform on two nights because over the years the audience has grown so much that two nights of performing is the only way to get everyone in there.
There was some talk on campus about going to the Roundhouse for it because the audience was so big. I just really didn't want to do that. I don't want to play percussion in the Roundhouse because the Roundhouse is built for athletic events. It's not built as a concert hall. I want to play in a concert hall. My students deserve the experience of playing their music in a concert hall. So rather than move it somewhere else, we're having it twice in the concert hall. That's the only way that we can hold that many people, is to do it twice. So it's exactly the same show.
Coulter says a special guest this year for Beat Hunger is Chattanooga's own street drumming group called the Funka Buckets. They play on upturned buckets.
And they created themselves. These four or five guys got together and wrote the music and rehearsed it, and it has improvised sections and sections that aren't improvised. They're all absolutely fantastic drummers, fantastic players, and they do it just for fun. They'll go set up on a street corner outside in the summer when a lookouts game lets out, and the crowds just gather and go for forever, and they just play for whoever's on the street. They always draw a crowd. I've asked Funka Buckets to play in the lobby before Beat Hunger this year, and they're going to do it because the lobby is kind of a busy place before a Beat Hunger concert because the concerts are so well attended. There'll be 300 or 400 people in the lobby. Rather than have 300 or 400 people in the lobby not knowing what to do with themselves, Funka Buckets is going to be in the lobby playing beforehand, and they are a real show. The expertise and precision and showmanship that they have is fantastic, and anyone who comes wants to get there a little early to hear them too, so that's a special treat. Both Sunday and Monday night, we'll be preceded in the lobby by Funka Buckets.
That was concert director Dr. Monte Coulter talking about the Beat Hunger percussion performances on November the 20th and 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Hayes Concert Hall. For Around and About, I am Bobby Sullivan.